Susan Sarandon calls on far-left Democrats to pressure Pelosi to force a vote on Medicare for All. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 31, 2020. Actress Susan Sarandon is calling on far-left lawmakers in Congress to refuse to vote for Nancy Pelosi, DCA, as House Speaker as a means to force Pelosi to bring a vote to the floor on Medicare for All. "I believe a better world is possible, and at this moment we have a real shot at Medicare for All by fighting to hashtag force the vote. Which is why I've joined the At People's Party underscore U.S. Advisory Council," tweeted Sarandon on Monday. "I want a party that guarantees racial justice, economic justice, a livable climate. Now that we're in a catastrophe right now, free college, a decent wage, all of those things, and so I'm joining the People's Party," said Sarandon, who also shared a video of herself pushing the issue. Watch below. And along with other activists, and teachers, and union people, and kids, and poets, who are all ready to fight for these things, and want to do it in a realistic way, Sarandon continued. The Oscar-winning actress went on to explain that she is pushing the Force the Vote campaign, which calls on progressives in Congress not to vote Pelosi for Speaker of the House until she publicly pledges to bring Medicare for All to the floor of the House for a vote in January. "You probably already know that there's something going on in the House right now, where the progressives in the party who have been saying that they're for Medicare for All are being asked to withhold their vote from Pelosi in order to force her to finally bring a vote on Medicare for All to the floor," said Susan Sarandon. "This is at a time when 75% or more of the United States wants Medicare or All. A huge portion of the Dems want it, and a lot of Republicans also want it. And right now, in the middle of a pandemic, if we can't get it together to bring a vote on Medicare for All, when will be the right time? Now, this doesn't mean that a Republican is going to take Nancy Pelosi's seat, because a Republican, unless a number of Democrats vote for them, will not have the majority either," the Thelma and Louise star further explained. "What it means is that it will come back and it gives these people some leverage to see where our Congress actually stands. People that have been getting elected based on saying they want Medicare for All, well, now is the time. If not now, then when would be better?" the actress implored. In the middle of a pandemic. On Wednesday, Sarandon called on Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, to show everyone that she is owned by nobody but your constituents by refusing to vote for Pelosi. "Hey there, I'm just checking in to make sure you know you have my support to hashtag force for all vote during these unprecedented difficult times," wrote Sarandon. "Please show us we were right to believe that you were owned by nobody but your constituents," the actress added. In May, Sarandon promoted the effort to defund the police, even as rioters continued to lay siege to major cities around the country by setting fires, and destroyed private and public property. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.